Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. That was what I pondered and meditated on this morning. It is today the solemnity of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, and I have to think, wow, St. John in Elizabeth's womb leapt when he heard Mary announce herself, knew his whole life that he was going to live a life of poverty. He would have no strong drink. Ah, bummer for St. John. He would eat locusts. He'd be in the forest. And in the end, he was going to proclaim the coming of Jesus and told everyone with no fear, repent, because he's coming. God is coming. So I had to read you the responsorial psalm. Sorry, I just have to do this. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. O Lord, you have probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Think about it. God knitted you in your mother's womb. He knew what you would sound like, what you would look like, what your thoughts would be, what your actions would be every moment, every day. He knew exactly what your experiences would be. He knew exactly where your road, your peaks, your valleys, your sins, your faith path, your family. I mean, it's incredible to know that he had it all planned from this moment, from the moment before you were born, from the very beginning of the creation. Isn't that incredible to just think about that intimate knowledge and the uniqueness of who you are? He made you with certain specific talents and didn't give you certain specific talents. He gave you specific upbringings, a unique family. You are so unique. I am so unique. And yet, we always seem to have this comparison need to wish that we were something that we weren't. I wish I didn't have this 2 or 3 rolls going on in my stomach right now. I wish I didn't put on the the COVID-19, okay, I didn't gain 19 pounds, but I gained 10, I think. You know, I mean, I wish that my physical body was in better shape. I wish, right? But I am made perfectly. God knew I'd put on the COVID-10, and God knew that He would challenge me at this time in my life to look at my body as the temple of the Holy Spirit and to take action. God knows right this minute what I'm saying. Isn't that amazing? I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I remember the very first talk that I ever gave was to Lutheran pastors' wives. Yeah, 95 pastors' wives in the Lutheran church. And their theme was fearfully and wonderfully made. And at that time, I looked at fearfully. I didn't quite get it, right? Okay, why would I be so happy that I'm afraid of God? And am I made to be fearful, or should I be out there and courageous? Fearfully is that beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit, fear of the Lord, which means you don't want to disappoint God. You look to become holier, and you look to Him to sanctify you so that you can become a saint, so that you can be the light and righteousness and goodness to others. That you don't look at sin as something as punishment that you have to now go get forgiveness from. You look at sin as something horrible and bad that you do not take part of or do your darndest not to, because you don't want to disappoint God. And so I sit here and I think, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God made me exactly like this. He wanted me to be exactly where I am, struggling with the things that I'm struggling with. I am right where I'm supposed to be in terms of my faith, in terms of my marriage, in terms of my family, my ministry. I'm here right now because it was planned. Yes, I have free will, but He knew the whole way what I would choose and the paths I would go. And I'm so grateful that He pulled me out of the pits of hell and that He has been here step by step, opening my eyes wider and wider, taking off the scales layer by layer, darn near almost every day. I'm telling you, this whole lockdown and this quarantine and what is going on in the world right now is a true blessing. I have had exposure and an opportunity to dive into certain things and educate myself and get sort of a new view at the world, the evil and the good, and the true spiritual battle that we are fighting right now in a way that I don't think I would have had life continued on its normal path. I'm seeing the goodness out of what God brought to the world in what appeared to be horrific things that were happening. And yes, they're horrible, but there is good that is coming out of it. And the good is getting better, and the better is going to be great, and the great is going to overcome evil and darkness. And that, my friends, is why I sit here and I meditate every day and listen to the live, living, breathing, present word of God in my life. If you are not reading the daily readings, I encourage you, I implore you, I beg you to start. It may not make sense if it's something that you're just picking up. I remember for many, many times I would read something and wouldn't understand it. Here you go, fearfully, wonderfully made. It didn't make any sense to me. And this was like almost, 2.5 years ago. So be patient and pray your way before you read. Pray and ask the Lord, Mary, Saint Joseph, all the angels and saints, and your guardian angel to help enlighten your mind and your soul as you read the word. Because the same gospel that spoke to me differently 2 years ago speaks to me in a much different way today, even. And in another 2 years, and maybe even just a month, it'll say something different to me. It's amazing. The living word is phenomenal, just as incredible and mysterious as God himself, who knows us better than we know ourselves, better than we know ourselves. And it's amazing because that we must remember. This is why we got to fall back on that. When we say, Lord, you've got a plan. You are going to help me. I am your child. I am doing my best to be the best disciple that you've ever seen, at least as far as the talents that you've given me. I'm doing my best to be as holy as I possibly can. I don't have perfect days. I have my good days and I have my bad days. But I know that you are there every moment to give me the grace that's needed to keep me away from sin, to keep me on that narrow path, and to continue to develop this wonderfully made person. We're not meant to just stagnate we're supposed to grow and learn every moment of every day. There's not a day that goes by that I'm not learning something new. And I did not for, 43 years of my life, ever enjoy learning. Now I can't get enough about learning about how to be holier, learning more about my faith, learning more about evil and good in this physical world that we live in. Learn how to be godly in the world. Live in the world, but not be of the world. To fight the fight daily. And to win. It's amazing. So today, let's just reflect on how unique and wonderfully made we really are. God made us this way specifically for such a time as this. We are in this moment for a reason. Try to reflect back just on the last couple months. Go deep into what's been going on in your life, in your heart, in your prayer, in your faith. I went through moments, as you have probably heard and remembered, that I was off the rails for the first couple of weeks. I couldn't pray. I couldn't think. And then I realized, aha. Well, I didn't realize it. God put it in my head that I wasn't delivering the spirits. I wasn't mastering my mind and calling out to the attacks, using Jesus and all of his power. And when I did, it was like night and day. I'm just saying, take a moment. Let's thank God for all of the blessings, for our very existence. And then let's also pray, Lord, how do you want me to be your servant? How do you want me to be Saint John the Baptist today and tomorrow and for the rest of my life, so that I can be the disciple and proclaim you to the world to help save souls? All right, everyone. I love you all. Go be the light. Thank God for who you are, because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God bless you.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.breadbox.com. grimbeancoffee.com/redboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.